Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so it's the after show Wednesday, January 31st. The last couple of days, we haven't had the full show. We haven't done the after show because we've all been sick.
Yes, and it started with David.
Yeah, David comes to us on Friday in the middle of the full show and says, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I'm sick.
You know, in his defense, I will say, I think Wednesday I started with my cough. And he was getting upset with me saying that I was coughing all over him.
Because you were. It was disgusting.
I was not.
You were spreading germs.
Anyway, so
and
I never...
We can see it. The way the light comes into the room, you can see the spray. You can't see the
that
spray.
That is not true.
You're a sprayer.
Anyway, so he's probably going to blame it all on me. But I will say, I went to the doctor and I did not have the flu. I just had a really bad upper respiratory infection. And I couldn't have done the show if I wanted to because my voice was gone.
Right. And then David, who really did, he got the flu. Mm-hmm. Like in the middle of the show Friday, he said, I think I feel sick. And we make fun of him. But like legit, we could tell, like, you know, when somebody's sick, you can see in their eyes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you can try to fake it, but still the eyes tell the story. So David gets sick and goes to the doctor. And then he's diagnosed with the flu. So then within 30 minutes, and it sounds so dumb, I started feeling bad when I was at Automax. I was doing a remote and I'm like, oh, I just don't feel good. And I could feel it in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's where I start to know, oh my gosh, I'm getting sick.
And we're literally, what, 4 feet apart? Like, we're in a triangle, but what, probably even me and David, less than 4 feet.
Yeah, you maybe 2 feet.
Maybe.
I mean, you guys are close.
Yeah.
So we all end up getting sick, and it's a mess when everybody gets sick at the same time because then we have other employees who are out.
Yep.
Not everybody has the flu,
mm-hmm.
but David for sure had the flu. Kelly didn't. I don't know what I had because I don't go to the doctor.
Right.
But I did start to think because I started getting worse. I was thinking, oh, I'll be better. Oh, nope, not getting better. Oh, not getting better.
You keep thinking that the power of positive thinking, you're going to be like, I'll think this away. I'll drink some orange juice. I'll feel better. I'll eat some healthy stuff. And then you just, it doesn't happen.
Well, then you see the stories on the news. People are dying, death and destruction and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. And nobody thinks, oh, I'm going to die today from
the flu. Yeah.
Right. So nobody thinks about that. But anyway, so doctor's offices have been packed. David is now, he's gone through one doctor's visit on Friday. On Sunday, the day before we're all supposed to come back to work, he goes to the emergency room, the ER.
Sends us a message that he's on the way to the ER.
And
I literally
ER.
Was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I guess his doctor was closed.
Maybe, yeah.
I guess he thought that, you know, his illness was going to take precedence over people who had been seriously injured and were going through major complications. He's got a freaking flu.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It sucks, right?
Yeah.
But he said he couldn't hold anything down. And my wife was like, I didn't think that you threw up with the flu.
Maybe he had multiple things.
So now we know that David now has a sinus infection.
Yes.
Which he was afraid was contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when David gets sick, he goes all out.
He does.
I don't think he's even in town. He's not even
He gets
here.
Out of town.
Anyway, so maybe he'll be back tomorrow.
But I'm excited know. I'm back. I like my life when it's in normal, scheduled, and everything's just how it's supposed to be.
You
I don't like missing.
Well, because
really
everything's
don't.
Off.
Mm-hmm.
But like, here's what's good about it. I got to stay up late. I got to sleep in. I got to watch TV I never watch.
Yep.
So, I mean, I had tons of couch time to the point that I felt like sometimes I had to get up because I felt guilty for sitting there.
Yeah, I know.
So I got up and moved around and didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. Marcia's like, just go sit back down. Because she's like, you're moping. Like, I'm not moping. No, you're moping.
No,
I'm not moping.
I guarantee
moping.
You you're moping.
I wasn't moping.
Mm-hmm. You're a so moper.
I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good. So what am I going to do?
Mope.
But I figure if I just sat there, she was going to think it was like if she, heaven forbid... I sat there and she swept the floor. I'm not doing my part.
Do we need to talk more about this or
no.
should we save it?
Well, can I read you a text I just got?
Yeah.
And we're not talking about this on the full show because people would think that that what she's saying is something we're trying to make happen. She said...
She's pregnant.
She said, had a dream I was pregnant with a little baby girl. That's like my fourth dream about that.
Brandon.
And we named her Anna Elizabeth. And I said, what the? And she just wrote back, laugh out loud in a cry face.
It's going to happen. Yeah, you need a girl.
Right. No, I don't.
No,
we have
you
no
don't.
Money now. I made the mistake. So here we're off for all these days, right? And like, We don't, like, I don't eat clean whenever I'm at home sick. Because, like, that doesn't, like, chicken and broccoli, that doesn't sound good.
No, no.
Give me Taco Bell.
Because your taste buds are off anyways. It seems like when, it's like, I kind of eat bad too, but everything that I ate, I'm like, I can't even taste it. I couldn't taste anything, so I just didn't eat much.
We had pizza, we had Taco Bell, we had McDonald's. We had, I mean, like, we were
It's
stupid.
A comfort thing sometimes when you're sick.
Right. And then you gain the weight back that you worked for weeks to try to lose.
Yeah.
It's just such a pain. And then at one point I was like, I think I just want to give up on the whole thing. Because why do I work so hard to gain the weight back within a couple of days?
Isn't that weird?
Oh, it's so aggravating.
Yeah.
And it's not really the weight. I was trying to explain to my wife because she got fired up too. She's like, I can't believe I gained all this weight back. I'm like, Leslie, do you think you legitimately gained 5 pounds of fat in 2 days?
Right, yeah.
Because it's not humanly possible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's water and sodium and all that. But still, it messes with your mind.
It does.
Okay, so I feel sick today now. Like, I feel more sick now at work than I did at home.
That's how it was for me the whole weekend, though. I would feel kind of better in the morning. And then as the day progressed, it's like it got worse.
Like, right now, I feel like I'm getting the upper respiratory thing.
Yeah, you probably are.
I'm going to document this right now. So you guys
it's
will
contagious,
be
contagious, remember?
I'm supposed to be host. Yeah, right.
Oh,
I'm supposed to host the PAC Pride game tomorrow night for A-State basketball and for the students out there.
We have
and
a big weekend.
The prom fashion show is coming up on Saturday, which is a full day.
It is.
Like, when I say, hey, we're booking you for the prom fashion show. Yeah, you do the prom fashion show at night, but there is rehearsal.
And I hope that the rehearsal is not during my makeup and hair time.
You need to make sure it's not.
Well, I think my time starts at like 3:15, 3:30.
Oh, no, you're good. Like the
in the rehearsal in the morning?
Like, yeah, like 10. 9:45.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you need to pay attention to the messages I sent you.
You sent me nothing.
I thought I'd tell you today.
Thanks.
But legit, like, so we don't have a script for anything. So people are like, oh, you guys are just so used to just going out there and hosting stuff.
No.
But like what happens is though, like they have stuff they want us to do. Like if they just go out there and make stuff up, like we could just make stuff up. But they have points and places and times and all that stuff that we need to be able to make sure we're doing right. And I have no script for A-State basketball, which I won't probably get until about 30 minutes before the game. And we probably won't get a script for the prom fashion show until we get there on Saturday morning.
And you're the guy that's done it for a million years. And it's my first time to help you host this. And
so
I've never hosted anything in my life.
Yeah, so I'll lay back this year and let you guys get the experience.
That is false.
That is true.
I will stand there until you say something to me.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
What are you nervous about?
Number one, I have to get in a prom dress.
Right.
And I haven't
stop it.
I haven't been in a dress in like 10 years. Well, ask
saw
anyone that knows me.
You're wearing the dress that was our favorite, too.
Well, yeah, but that was from far back.
What do you mean?
Like everything looks good when you're far back and not in person.
So you're worried about that?
No, of course, yeah.
Are you worried about us?
I'm a 40-year-old girl getting in a prom dress. Of course I'm worried about it.
Are you worried about us or the audience?
All of the above.
Stop it.
All of the above. Everything. My dress is kind of tight, and so I'm going to have to freaking walk like Morticia across the stage from the Addams Family.
You'll be fine. You don't want to wear a big
I'm
going to
be the one girl that never moves. Oh. That lady has stood there literally for 2.5 hours.
Don't fall.
And I have to be in heels. I haven't worn heels in I don't know how long.
Just don't fall.
Thanks. I know one thing. My makeup's going to be on point.
Why is that?
Because Hope Allen's doing it.
Will she do my makeup too?
Probably. She could probably contour your
Ooh, could she?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, make me look 23.
What are you going to do? You have like a look that you're asking for?
I have no clue.
Like you go in and say, make me look like Kylie Jenner.
No. I'm probably going to say.
Kris Jenner.
I don't want to look like I'm trying.
Kris Jenner.
Maybe Bruce. That's probably where I'm heading. I'm probably going to say something to the fact of I want to look 10 years younger, but I don't want to look like I'm trying to be 22 or a high school girl.
Let me give you a good one. Jennifer Lopez.
She does have really good makeup.
No, she always looks amazing.
And I'm going to get a spray tan so my skin will look better. You might not even recognize me.
Why don't
no
you do
one's going to even know who I am.
Why don't you do this on a regular basis? You're so
I may
worried.
Start.
So worried about it. All right.
No.
I think if you said like a J-Lo look and then wear a shirt with like the really revealing
of
chest
course,
piece cut
yeah.
out.
No, my dress is not revealing. It's fitted.
It's see-through though.
It is not see-through.
Is that a print? The flesh look?
It's like a flesh-colored, I guess, dress with sequined, like green sequined flowers and a big like sequin train thing that goes around. It covers my rear end and I love it.
You're wearing a train?
Choo-choo.
Did you know you're not supposed to do that for this?
You are such a liar.
It's no, legitimately, because there's so many people walking behind you that if they get on it, they might rip your dress off.
Oh my God. I would never, ever show my face again.
Well, it wouldn't be your face everybody was paying attention to.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just telling you. All right.
Anyway.
So be ready for that.
Yeah.
You can come host basketball with me too.
Maybe I should wear the dress.
You should do that.
Just to practice.
Well, we have Hot Dog Girl's going to be out there for A-State Pack Pride.
It could be Old Prom Girl.
That's always a sought-after get-up. Anyway, so hopefully David's back tomorrow. We wanted to give you a little snippet of an after show.
Yeah.
I think we're still going to go heal up a little bit.
Yeah.
You going to go take a nap?
Yes, because I feel it.
I'll probably take a nap too. Have a great day, everybody.